President Donald Trump criticized the probe by special counsel Robert Mueller Friday in a tweet from the G20 summit site in Argentina, again calling it a witch hunt and saying he didn't end up doing any development deals in Russia. Reporters traveling with Trump say he has been in a bad mood and distracted after his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, admitted Thursday to lying to Congress about a Trump real estate deal in Russia. Ohio State University legal analyst Rick Simmons told VOA Cohen's plea could be a significant turn in the investigation.
This guilty plea is directly tied to Russia's contacts with Cohen and then through Cohen to Trump. And so that's something that we haven't seen a lot of in the Mueller probe so far, is something that links, in fact, Russian interest to Trump.
The leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed a new North American trade agreement Friday. Justin Trudeau, Enrique Peña Nieto, and Donald Trump inked the deal in Argentina ahead of the opening of the G20 summit. The pact underpins $1.2 trillion in annual trade among the three countries. President Trump calls it a model agreement.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA. A truly groundbreaking achievement. Modern day agreement.
During his campaign, Mr. Trump called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history, blaming it for the loss of American manufacturing jobs. President Trump apparently will not be sitting down with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the summit. This follows Moscow's seizure of three Ukrainian vessels and their crews as they tried to make their way to a Ukrainian port on Sunday. This continues tensions between Russia and the Ukraine. Look for the latest on the summit on VOANews.com and in our VOA News app. This is VOA News. The British Prime Minister says she intends to talk about the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the G20 meeting. Theresa May said on the plane to Buenos Aires that the British government wants to see a full and transparent investigation in relation to what happened, and obviously those responsible being held to account. Saudi Arabia has denied allegations that Salman played a role in Khashoggi's death, blaming the killing on rogue agents. U.S. President Donald Trump has echoed Riyadh's denials and said the matter remains an open question. The United States is sounding more warnings about Iran's malign activities across the Middle East and beyond, urging countries to take action or risk growing instability and conflict. U.S. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook says the U.S. is displaying weapons seized in Afghanistan, Bahrain, and Yemen to try to convince other countries to ramp up sanctions against Iran.
A growing consensus about Iran's expanding threats to peace and security. There is a gradually developing understanding that we do need to do more than we have than what has been done over the last 3-4 years.
This is the second time in less than a year Washington has publicly displayed weapons it claims Iran sent to proxies and terrorist groups in the Middle East. Senior UN advisor of the Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egelin, accuses the international community of cruelly disregarding the suffering of Syrian people and failing to protect them in the name of waging a war against terror. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
Jan Egeland has led the UN's humanitarian effort in war-torn Syria for many years. As he steps down from his post as senior advisor, he delivers a particularly blunt assessment of the international community's role in abetting the worst instincts of all the warring parties, to the detriment of the civilian population.
We allowed all hell to be let loose in the most populated civilian places of a heavily populated country.
While most of the country has been forcibly pacified, Egeland warns the humanitarian situation throughout Syria remains critical. He says he's particularly worried by a recent escalation of violence in the northern cities of Aleppo and Idlib. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The information of as many as 500 million people staying at Starwood hotels has been compromised, and Marriott says it learned unauthorized access has been taking place with it since 2014. The company said Friday that information exposed includes some combo of personal, financial, and travel information. They've set up a website and a call center. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.